家人们平安，线上的跟实体的家人平安。
Family peace to you and those online peace to you.
刚刚过去的那一周，我们教会有了一个非常荣耀的一个30周年的庆典的内在生活的飨宴。
This past weekend we had a glorious 30th year anniversary for Forerunner.
这个飨宴的一个最大的特点，呈现的一个最重要的就是什么？这个家 ，International Family。
And the key of her celebration, what God has built is international family.
这个教会三十年啊，江妈妈从1995来到这边，一直到今年，整整30年。
So it's been 30 years since Pastor Grace planted this church right here. 30 years.
因着我们主任牧师江妈妈的顺服，整个30年真的是一个荣耀的30年。
And because of our senior pastor's obedience to the Lord, it's been glorious 30 years.
神的信实、神的恩典、神的祝福、神的慈爱，在这30年真的数算不尽。
And God's faithfulness, steadiness, and His love has been showcased through these 30 years.
特会结束之后，我们要重新再进入到下一个30年。
Even as we wrapped up our celebration, we're prepared to enter into the next 30 years.
这次特会很重要的就是讲到了传承。
The key is inheritance, passing on through the generation.
好多人，好多牧者似乎说，从来没有看到一个教会啊，这个主任牧师这么的注重下一代的传承，从来没有看到一个。教会可以这样的开始一步一步的把这个教会神在这个教会的这个产业要传给我们的下一代。
Many of our precious pastors who came in our midst, they responded by saying that I've never seen a church that sees so important to take hold of passing on from one generation to the next generation, this passing of inheritance.
特别是讲英文的 ABC.
Especially the ABC, the English speaking families among us.
感谢主，我想神在这次特会当中真的做了很奇妙的工作。
And I really am so thankful that God is doing an amazing thing among us.
那我们接下去我们就来听一听，在我们当中的我们的年轻人，还有我们的中文部，他们神在他们身上，我们特别选择了一些弟兄姊妹们来做见证。
And let's go ahead and witness as our generations come and testify.
我们第一位请景深姊妹，好不好？景深在哪里？
We're inviting Sister Jing Sen.
我们热烈的掌声欢迎她。
Just welcome her.
景深来我们教会不到5年，对不对？3年，不到3年，我们听听她来这次特会当中的见证。
谢谢。江妈妈，还有各位牧长以及各位家人，大家好。
Mama Grace and the pastors and every family member here, greetings to you.
很开心，就如刚才李群牧师介绍，我来这个教会才只有3年的时间。
And I'm so glad, just like what Pastor Michael said, I've only been here 3 years.
可是可以透过这次的特会回顾过去神在这个教会30年所行的神迹奇事，我非常的感恩，也非常的感到荣幸，能够在来到这个教会被装备、被建造。
And at this 30-year anniversary celebration, I could see and just so appreciative of how I'm being built right here, even as this church is being built right here.
在这次30周年的特会中，神开启了我两项的一个启示。
And God gave me 2 revelations during this conference.
第一个就是要珍惜，要感恩。
And number 1 is to be thankful, cultivate a thankful heart.
珍惜我所在的这个教会所拥有的产业。
And to cherish the inheritance I have in this house.
珍惜我所占的这块土地是神所应许与祝福的地方。
To cherish the fact that I'm standing in this land. It's been blessed. It has the favor of the Lord.
这次我们家很荣幸的有机会可以接待一位牧师住在我们家，是从台湾来的。
And we're so honored to be able to host a Taiwanese pastor.
在与这位牧师交通的时候，他跟我说，当他走进这个大堂。
And I was fellowshipping with this pastor, and he was sharing with me as he walked into the sanctuary.
他看到了一个异象，就是在我们的台上有好多好丰盛，而且是结实累累的果实。
He saw a vision that right here on the platform, there's a lot of fruitful abundance right here.
就如同生命树般的是这么的丰盛。
Just like the tree of life, full of fruit.
所以我们只要大大的张口，其实我们就可以大大的领受。
Even as we boldly receive, we will boldly ask, boldly receive.
这个分享对我的开启就是，江妈妈还有所有的牧长已经为我们打下非常好的一个基础，为我们开了一条路。
And this revelation made me realize that Mama Grace and all the pastors, they've labored and they made the path for us.
所以我们是站在巨人的肩膀上，我们只要大大的张口，我们就可以领受这个产业。
So we're standing on the shoulders of giants. Even as we come boldly and ask, we'll be boldly able to receive the inheritance in this house.
不仅是我自己可以领受，我还可以带领我的下一代一起来承接这个丰盛的产业。
So not only I am able to receive this spiritual inheritance, I can lead my next generation to do the same.
因为我们在这次的特会中，我们确实看到两代同行是可行的。
In this conference, we see that it is possible for two generations to walk together.
而借由这次的特会，其实神也告诉我，我要领受这个产业，也要付上代价。
And God revealed to me that not only in order to receive the inheritance, I have to pay a price.
我要完全的顺服，也要完全的跟随这个教会，所带领我们的装备、课程，甚至我要。好好的去给予，因为我是这样子的白白领受，我也要这样子白白的给出去。
I need to submit unto the leadership that God has over this house. Submit with all the equipping, and as I receive freely, I will give freely.
而在这次特会中，神也向我开启，其实我的内在生活的根基不是那么扎扎实实的有。打在我的生命的基础上面。
And I was also very convicted that my inner life foundation is not as sure a foundation I thought it was.
我遇到事情我还是会慌张。
When I encounter something, I still go into panic mode.
像 Rosa 长老的分享，他透过赞美经历到神许多的神迹奇事，这是我渴望的。
Even as Elder Rosa shared that through praise, she experienced many signs and wonders and miracles. This is my desire.
所以神提醒我，我不是只有听，我要扎扎实实的去操练，不仅操练，我还要去给。在给的过程中，我才可以有更多的得着，我才可以被扩增。
So God convicted me that I don't just listen to the message, I need to act upon it. And not just act upon it, but I need to give. And in the process of receiving, listening, giving, I will grow.
第二个所领受到的是使命。我们在牧主的每一个家人都有一个重要的大使命。
So the second thing I received is calling, that God has an important calling for us here.
我们可以看到这次有许多的牧师回到我们的当中，他们也都是过去在这里受到训练装备，而现在到世界各地的合场去服事。
And we have the honor of meeting again many pastors in our midst who was equipped right here and that they got to send to the nations and they got to minister to the nations.
这也让我看见我们在这里的装备跟训练都有一个重要的目的，就是将来我们也都是要走出去去服侍人。
This made me realize that all the equipping that we receive right here has a purpose that one day we too will be sent out to the nations and to minister to others.
因为外面的需求真的非常的大，不仅是人的需求，教会的需求也是非常的大。
There is a great need in the harvest field, and not just the harvest field, but also within the household of God.
这次特会我也感受到牧主就像一座发电厂。
I just see that Forerunner is like a generator.
可以让全球各地的家人回来充电，充饱后再回到他们所在的地方去服侍神，服侍人。
Even as family members and those who serve from all over the globe come over right here to receive refreshing, to receive strength, they can go back and be able to serve continually.
而我们现在就在这座发电厂的核心，我们是随时可以充电的。
And for us who are in-house, we're so blessed that we're actually right here in the generator. We can receive anytime.
这也更提醒我要好好的装备自己，把握在这个教会所提供给我们的所有的训练。我们真的不要轻忽这些的装备，真的是对我们有很大的帮助。不仅是我们可以祝福自己，我们还可以祝福到世界许多的人。
this just reminds me that I need to take hold of every opportunity to be equipped so that not only I am blessed, but I can bless others as I encounter them.
神也让我看见说，过去其实我们的小家在前一年有在小家里面带一个内在生活的一个训练，然后在今年的上半年，我们还有与小家的家园一起接受教会的内在生活等候神的装备，这些的训练没有想到我在下半年开始可以去服侍到外地的人。
So a year ago in our home group, we began to dig deep into the foundations of inner life. And during the second half of the year, our home group members joined our church in the discipleship and equipping just process. And we didn't know that all of this is to equip us to be able to serve those outside of our four walls so that they too can be equipped.
所以在这边也鼓励各位家人，我们真的背负了神很重要的一个使命，我们也不要小看自己，我们都是可以走出去，然后去给予，去祝福人的，因为我们在这边受的装备，真的是在这个末世，是很多人需要，很多人渴望想要的。
And I just want to encourage, you know, myself along with everyone that we don't look down on what we have. We don't look down the fact that we're here, that God wants to equip us so that we can step out and to minister to others.
以上是我的分享，谢谢。
This is my sharing. Thank you.
Oh, 我很高兴哈，景深他来到我们教会三年。
I'm so glad Jingsen came to our church 3 years.
也算是我们年轻的下一代，我们的青年领袖。
She counts as one of our younger generation leader of our younger generation.
然后他在这次的特会中，神打开他的眼睛，认出来神把他带到这个教会的美善的旨意。
During this conference, God opened her eyes and gave her the revelation to recognize God's purpose for bringing her here.
而且让他知道说，所站的这块地。是这么蒙福蒙受恩典的，是因着我们的属灵母亲江牧师哦，这样子的把我们带进这个地方。
And to begin to appreciate the land, the space that she's standing on is blessed. It has God's favor, and just be thankful that of our senior pastor, Pastor Grace, who brought us and pioneered this place.
就像耶利米书第三十二章讲的
，Just like Jeremiah 32.
神要与我们立永远的约。
That God will give, paraphrasing, God will give us an everlasting covenant.
随着我们施恩。
He will follow us and give us favor.
并不离开我们。
Paraphrasing that He will never leave us.
而且神欢喜施恩于我们。
And that God delights to shower blessings on us.
要尽心尽意、诚诚实实地把我们栽于此地。
That in His faithfulness, He will plant us in this land.
弟兄姊妹，当我们有这样的一个感恩的心
，Brothers and sisters, when we have a thankful heart,
因为我们的属灵母亲常常说，神把每一个人带来牧主都是有目的、有计划的。
And as that we hear our spiritual mother, who often remind us that God brought us here, there's His purpose right here in this place.
所以，当我们打开了这样的眼睛，我发觉一位。就带着极大的动力。
Feel like when there's a revelation that breaks in, it brings a lot of mobilizing power.
哦，景深带着一个小小孩。
Jingsen has a little one right here.
又是小家长，有很多的服事。
She's a home group leader. She has a lot of ministry.
不仅在牧区，也在教会也有服事。
Not just in her own region, but also at church.
就是因为过去的上半年。他在自己在牧区里面成立了一个内在生活小组。
Because last year she felt convicted to establish an inner life home group.
又接受了我们教会的等候神师资班的训练。
And that she wanted to take initiative to be equipped in waiting upon the Lord and how to disciple others.
我发觉他这次我们的国际家庭中心418要开全球的等候神班的时候。
And even as our ministry global 418 is wanting to open up more equipping classes,
他已经愿意跨出来成为老师。
That she's willing to answer the call and be one of the trainers.
早上六点钟就开始教。
And she starts at 6 a.m.
真的非常的感谢神。
Really praise the Lord.
我们每一个人都可以领受这个使命。
that we can receive the call in this house.
Amen.
Amen.
So whether
you came here earlier or later,
神真的是很公平的，只要你要。
God is so fair, as long as you want him.
这个产业你就可以有。
And the spiritual inheritance is yours.
好，我们下一位请我们的年轻人 Jessie 姊妹。
Let's invite Sister Jessie.
她也是来我们教会有没有五年？
Have you been here 5 years?
快四年。
Almost
听听她的见证。
Let's hear her testimony.
先跟大家讲一下我的背景好了。
Let me share a little background with everyone.
就我2021年的时候搬上来北加，然后来到牧主这边。
I came here 2021 Northern Cal and came to Forerunner.
那我之前在21年前呢，我都一直住在南加，大概住了有18年。
And before I was in SoCal for about 18 years.
那对于牧主其实也并不陌生，因为在09年的时候就开始有来参加牧主的冬令会。
I'm not a stranger to Forerunner because since 2009 I came to the Winter Conference.
然后那中间疫情前也有来参加青校，然后中间也都一直有在听牧主的信息。
And pre-pandemic, I came to Emerge, Emerge Conference, and I've been listening and following online.
那我觉得那个时候的追求就是有点像是像敏文牧师在这个那个祷告训练里面教导到的，就是他有秀很多那个图片嘛，那个水管的图片。我觉得我以前的那个追求就像是觉得那个生命就像那个水管，那个旧旧的，然后很多生锈的那个水管一样，需要很多的更新。
And I feel like I can really relate to Pastor Rebecca's prayer training during the conference. I feel like the way that I pursue God is like an old pipeline full of gunk and really need renewing.
那这个30周年特会，我觉得跟以往不太一样的是，就是像最后一天，像安童牧师就非常慷慨激昂的在那里，就是释放他的祷告的时候。
So I feel like this conference is so different because just like Pastor Anton, the last day, he was so generous and so bold in releasing all of his prophetic intercession.
虽然现在也不太记得他当时祷告了什么。
Honestly.I didn't remember exactly what he was praying for.
但是我只记得那时候他在祷告的时候，他祷告得很激动。我在台下领受的就是那个里面也是觉得有种莫名的激动，但不知道在激动什么。
I just remember he was really passionate, very passionate in the way that he was releasing his prophetic prayer, and I was receiving right here. I honestly don't know even why I'm so stirred, but I was.
然后后来就是有一个那个传承嘛，那我们就都跪在台下，那个时候也是很感动。
And there was a prophetic act of passing on from one generation to the other, and I was kneeling right there, and I was just so moved.
我就觉得就是里面开始那个，就是真的是好像一个那个儿子的心跟位份开始被唤醒了。
I feel like my sonship within it's got awakened.
就是之前也常听到那个这个牧者们在讲说，这个我们站在巨人的肩膀上，哦，这个产业我们都领受，这样子。
I mean, I heard this a lot. You know, we're standing on the shoulder of the giants. We're all receiving the inheritance.
虽然就是也是讲阿们，但是其实不太知道这个产业到底是什么，觉得很抽象。
Honestly, it's really, really abstract. Even though I say amen, I really don't really actually know concretely what exactly it is.
但是我觉得在这个特会完之后，我觉得我开始对于这个产业，这个内在生活的产业，这个教会的，我觉得我开始有一个了解。
Oh, I feel like that after the conference, I have a better understanding of what it means, to have that inheritance.
对，就开始觉得有个理解，然后会觉得说，哎，我是可以起来一起去领受，一起去承受这样子产业的。
And I realized, hey, this is me. I can rise up and receive this inheritance.
我就觉得我好像，哎，就是这个地方真的是好像成为了我属灵的家。我开始与这个家的一切是有份的。
I felt like that this is my spiritual home. That everything take place, I have part.
所以我就开始想要更多去去认识说到底内在生活是什么东西。
And I began to just being intentional in pursuing what exactly is inner life.
对，所以后来我就开始就是自己就会主动去听内在生活的信息，像我现在开始在听的就是内在生活的真谛。
So I began to take initiative to go back and listen online all the inner life core messages. And right now I am listening to the foundation one. What is the foundation of inner life?
对，我就觉得里面开始有一个渴慕，就会觉得想要更多的去认识这个家的产业，然后开始想要起来去承接，然后甚至也可以希望说把这样子的这个福分可以去带给别人，成为别人的祝福。
And I just am so stirred and I just become so hungry to know more what this is all about. What is it is inner life? And I want to receive it and I want to bless others with it. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Jesse. Wow, this has been here for 4 years to start to understand what is inner life.
Wow, thank you, Jesse. You came 4 years and then you finally got what's inner life.
这个真的需要神的启示，因为内在生活真的是一个神的国度。
This really takes God's revelation because inner life has to do with the kingdom of God.
感谢主，借着这次特会，让我们的姊妹可以suddenly苏醒过来。
Praise God that through this conference, my sister had an awakening.
她知道这是她的家。
She realizes this is her spiritual home.
她会拥有，她也会拥有这个家的属灵的产业。
And of course that she will have a part in this house's inheritance.
所以我们，她说她开始开听内在生活真谛，我们接下去我们教会，我们也会开内在生活的常设班，内在生活真谛。
So she is listening online on the Inner Life Foundations, and I have good news because later on our church will also open up workshops on this topic.
我们会开师资班，我们会开训练班。
We will have sessions for training teachers and also sessions for training those who wish to enter in from the start.
帮助大家更好地认识这个内在国度的奥秘。
So that everyone will have a better understanding of God's kingdom on the inside.
谢谢 Jesse.
Thank you, Jesse.
好，好，下一位，我们请我们这次大家还记不记得我们这次的训练课程是什么
？Do you remember what the training workshop was?
祷告。
Prayer.
这是敏文牧师他所带领的这个祷告训练，哇，好棒！很多的人，我听到很多的人，这是领受到方言。
So, Pastor Rebecca has shared the intercession training, and I heard many people have received the spiritual gift of tongues.
好多人在这个祷告训练当中，他们的祷告，还有他们跟神的关系，还有他们身体上面，都有很多的奇妙的，得着医治的经历。
While taking the training session, many of the brothers and sisters have had breakthrough, whether in their spiritual, emotional, or health.
好，我们接下去就请 Amy 姊妹，请 Alice 介绍一下。
We just invite Sister Amy.
好，我们就是请 Amy 来分享这一次祷告训练的得着哈，她的服事。
Sister Amy will share about what she received from the intercession training workshop.
姐妹好，各位弟兄姊妹平安。我是在敬拜的时候，爱丽丝牧师跟我说让我来做见证哈，有点紧张。
So, greetings everyone, greetings Mama. It's doing worship. Pastor Alice invited me up to share.
我这次特会真的有很多的得着，那我现在就分享一下我在方言祷告的时候。服侍的时候一些见证吧。
So I received a lot during the prayer training, and I just want to highlight specifically what I experienced testimonies while serving in praying tongues.
这次特会呢，我是祷告培训的同工。那两两祷告的时候。
Oh, this during this workshop, during the conference, I was one of the coworkers.
两两祷告的时候，就是在我前面有一位姊妹，她是从洛杉矶过来，一个人开车，连续开车六个小时过来的。
There was a sister from Los Angeles. She drove 6 hours to be here.
那 通过交通我知道他没有听过内在生活，他也不会讲方言，他来是因为听了我们教会的 Bible Race，然后知道有这个特会才来的。
And just talking, communicating with her, I found out that, you know, inner life is all new for her. She doesn't have the gift of tongues. She came to this conference because she followed us on Bible Race.
我就感觉到她身上有一个很大的渴慕和需要。
I can see the hunger and the need in her life.
然后第二天当敏文牧师呼召我们到前面用方言祷告的时候，我就里面很有感动要服侍这位姊妹。
So when the next day there's an opportunity that Pastor Rebecca invited us to serve by speaking in tongues, I just felt inside that I needed to serve this sister.
然后我就按手在她的身上，这个时候神就让我看到了一幅图画。
I laid hand on her and I saw this picture.
那个图画就是敏文牧师在培训的时候给我们看的一个他用 AI 制作的一幅图画。
So this picture matches what Pastor Rebecca showed us during the training. It was an AI generated picture.
他是那幅图画是敏文牧师在祷告会上看到的一个意象，所以他用 AI 制作出来啊。
And this is based on a vision that she saw during the prayer meeting.
是图像是什么？就是当彼得三次不认主，他在最失败、最羞愧的时候。
When Peter three times denied the Lord, when he was just in so much shame.
然后耶稣转身看彼得，他的眼睛看到的是，他的眼睛里看到的是一只洁白的鸽子。
So in this picture, Jesus turned and looked at Peter, and inside reflection inside Jesus' eyes was a pure white dove.
我还记得当时我看到那幅图片的时候，我就看到耶稣的目光里满是慈爱怜悯，然后是一种鼓励，是一个非常非常就是不离不弃的爱。
And what captured me about this picture was that I saw in Jesus' eyes so much compassion, so much encouragement, so much love that will never forsake.
就是表示说，虽然我们曾经跌倒，虽然曾经悖逆，远离神，迷失了自己，但是神看我们，他没有轻看我们，他看到我们也是，就是如一只洁白的鸽子。
And so even though we fall down, we fall away, but God never forsake us. The way that his gaze on us is that he sees us still as that pure white dove.
然后他再用他的爱来呼唤我们，再来激励我们，连接我们。
And through his love, he's calling us back. He's calling us to be connected with him.
所以当我按手在这个姊妹身上，我看到这幅图片的时候，我就是非常的感动，然后我就不知不觉我就开始先流泪，然后我就开始用方言为她祷告。
So when I laid hand to serve this sister, that was the prophetic vision that I saw, and I was so touched by God's heart, I just began to weep, and then the tongues just broke out as I serve her.
然后因为我看到神对她一个不离不弃的爱。然后接下来我就看到圣灵做工，这个姊妹开始大哭，然后她本来不会讲方言的，她开始说出方言来。
And so I just, you know, I just felt like this is God's love for her. And she began to respond. She just broke down wailing and she began to weep loudly and then it broke out in tongues.
呀，感谢主。事后呢，我有跟他分享我看到的这幅图画，这幅意象。我说我按手在你身上，我看到了这幅图像。那他又感动的哭了，然后他，好。Sorry.
Yeah, so afterwards I was able to find her and share with her what I saw, and she was so moved and she cried again.
然后他和我说，我才知道他是30年前，在他20出头的时候，那个时候他刚到香港。
So I just realized through our sharing 30 years ago when she was in her 20s, she just landed in Hong Kong.
她在香港工作，她因为她年轻嘛，所以香港也不大，她所有的地方都去过了，最后被朋友拉到了教会。
So when she was working as a young adult, you know, Hong Kong's not very big, somebody from Hong Kong pulled her and introduced her to a church.
那他就在教会受洗了。
She was baptized there.
那是30年前，之后他就再也没有去过教会。
That was 30 years ago, and then she never stepped foot through a church again.
只是不久前她才有感动再回到教会。
Just recently, she just felt like she needed to return to church.
所以我当时听到她讲我哇，我说真的是神都知道，神知道她的需要，所以让我看到那幅图片。
And I felt like, wow, I was so moved that God knew that this is her need and that caused me to see the picture of Jesus, the never forsaken love.
所以特会以后呢，这位姊妹就说你们牧主的教导太宝贵了，说我以后回去要好好的听内在生活，我好好的操练，感谢主。
And then she said that your teaching right here at Forerunner is so amazing. It's just so amazing. I'm going to go home. I'm going to study it. I'm going to grow it. I'm going to live it.Praise God.
而我自己呢，在方言服事的过程中，我其实也被神大大的祝福。
In the process of ministering to others, I was very greatly blessed.
我其实很少用方言为不会讲方言的人祷告。
I don't usually use praying tongues to minister to those who do not speak in tongues.
因为我怕他们听不明白或者不 feel comfortable.
Because I didn't want them to not understand and.Doesn't just not comfortable.
其实最主要是我自己的信心不够了。
But honestly, it's because I lack faith.
所以呢，但是通过这次服事，我看到了真的是方言祷告的能力。
But through this, ministering this manner, I saw the power of ministering through speaking in tongues.
祷告的时候，方言祷告的时候呢，我其实试着我要用自己的话来为他祷告。当时在前面大家都在方言祷告时，我试着用自己的话为他祷告。
So I wanted to do a little experiment. Everybody else was praying tongues, and I tried to use my own words to pray over this person.
但是我感觉好无力啊，在那个当下好无力啊。
I felt like I was praying, but there's no power in the words.
对，就所以我赶快又切换到方言祷告，这个时候才感觉能力又回来了。
So I quickly switched to praying tongues and I felt God's power flowing.
所以我知道真是当圣灵充满的时候，我们就是顺服圣灵。当我因为我们不认识他们，我们也不知道他们的需要是什么，但是神知道。
So as we minister, we don't know who they are, their background, we don't know their need, but we know God knows.
所以神就借着我们的方言祷告，我就看到一个一个的被圣灵充满，流泪，然后说出方言来。
So through praying in tongues, I was able to minister to each one. I see them weeping under God's love, and they also break out in tongues.
我知道神在做医治的工作，那我自己也是有新的方言出来，感谢主。
I know God is healing, and for myself, I received a new set of tongues.
对，我感觉我跟神的关系更亲密了，而且我对方言祷告更有信心了。
I felt so much more closer to the Lord, and I have more, just more tenacity to pray in tongues.
感谢主，我相信这个神的工作不会因为特会结束而结束哈。
I thank the Lord that God's not gonna work is not gonna end because the conference has ended.
对，他会持续的医治，持续的释放，持续的得着我们每一个，包括我们的下一代。
He will continue to do his work, including our next generation.
谢谢，感谢主。
Thank you, praise the Lord.
Amen. 感谢主啊，这次 Amy 她是因着顺服而服事的。
So praise God, Amy, because she obeyed, she was serving here.
因为她有很严重的 allergy.
Because she has very severe allergy.
她也不知道她是不是能够每堂来聚会。
She honestly didn't know whether she can make it to every session.
甚至有一段时间，她觉得很难过，她想说啊，祷告训练的服事可能不能来了。
She felt so bad. She thought, oh, maybe I couldn't come and serve at the prayer training sessions.
但是在这样子的一个顺服圣灵的里面，而且要经历神的医治的里面。
Even as she surrendered and obeyed to the Holy Spirit, she entered into healing.
最后变成她每一堂服事，她都可以参与。
And so every session she was able to make it.
而且经历到神的爱。
To serve and to experience God's love.
去服事那一些需要回家的人。
And to be able to minister to those who are lost but they need to come home.
弟兄姊妹，你知道祷告，我们刚刚讲到传承，祷告也是我们教会很重要的一个产业。
And so, prayer is also a key spiritual inheritance of our church.
记得吗？在安童牧师他的信息当中。
During Pastor Anton's message.
讲到过去30年，我们的属灵母亲将妈妈带着我们一起 我们真的做得非常的好，天父很开心。
So in the past 30 years, our spiritual mother, our senior pastor is leading all of us, serving, and Father God is just so happy.
未来神要带下复兴。
Father God is preparing for revival.
特别是未来的三年。
Especially the upcoming 3 years.
那他呼召我们这三年的预备要开始40天的禁食祷告。
So he called us in preparation for those 3 years, 40 days of fasting prayer.
所以我们的祷告部敏文牧师他们会带领我们全教会进入这样的一个祷告。
So and Pastor Rebecca will lead us to begin to enter into 40 days of fasting and praying.
也会带领大家更多的用方言来祷告。
And to prepare opportunities to lead us to pray in tongues.
所以鼓励大家把握这个机会。
So take hold of this opportunity.
我这次听到太多的见证， Amy 只是其中一个。
I heard so many testimonies and Amy's is just one of many.
在祷告训练，不管是服事的或者是被服事的，有太多太多的见证。
So many testimonies flowing out of the prayer training session.
包括我们本地的，还有海外的、外地来的，他们都极其的感恩。
Eternally, or those who are visiting, they're so thankful.
好，所以大家期待可以加入这样的祷告训练，被装备。
So be expectant for this opportunity to be trained in prayer intercession.
牧主除了有内在生活的产业哦。
Besides the inner life foundations here.
祷告也是牧主一个很大的产业。
Prayer intercession is also one of the key inheritance here.
我们教会从周一到周日，几乎每一天都会有祷告。
So Monday through Sunday, we have daily prayer right here.
我们明天就是我们全教会的祷告会。
So tomorrow we have the whole church prayer meeting.
我们有复兴祷告会在周一、周二、周三。
We have revival prayer meeting Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
对，我们还有晴雨如的祷告会。
We have harp and bowl prayer.
所以牧主是个很强调祷告的一个教会。
So prayer is a core value for Forerunner.
好，好，那在这次的特会当中，大家还没有看到我们的英文部开始跟我们成人部开始一起的同行了。
During this conference, you see the English ministry and our main congregation walk together.
他们的一个很重要的突破跟见证是，他们开始认出，哦，他们开始认出这个产业也是属于他们的。
The second generation began to recognize that this inheritance is also theirs.
他们开始愿意要来承接这个产业。
And there is a yes to say, I want to take hold of this inheritance.
好，我想我们先让我们的英文部的第一位，可不可以请 Mishi 上来介绍
？So let's invite Pastor Mishi to come and introduce.
Jaren, how?
Family.
Are you being encouraged by the testimonies of what God's doing in this place?
你有被鼓励这样子神在这里所做的这些事吗？
It's just the beginning.
这只是刚开始而已。
Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor it's just the beginning.
跟你旁边的人说，这只是开始而已。
Amen. I'm really excited to invite two of our leaders for the youth.
我们很高兴可以邀请我们的一个我们里面的一个两个领袖。
They're spiritual mother and father.
他们是属灵父母。
And as they walked with the younger generation.
他们在这样陪伴下一代的时候。
Their life was turned upside down.
他们的生命完全被转倒转过
来。So if you could help me to welcome our sweet Brian and Grace to come and testify.
我们来邀请 Brian 跟 Grace.
All right, I have my paper here because I'm nervous.
我非常的紧张，所以我有我的小抄在我前面。
Okay, so my name is Grace, and this is my husband Brian.
我名字叫 Grace, 然后这是我的先生 Brian.
We've been a part of this church for 17 years.
我们在这个教会已经17年了。
So when we first came, we were newlyweds.
我们刚来的时候，我们是新婚。
And newborn in Christ.
而且是在基督里的一个新造的人。
I still remember sitting somewhere over there.
我记得我那时候就坐在有点在那个地方。
Doing those early sermons.
这样的一个听的信息的时候。
Completely at all of the life-changing teachings and the thick presence of the Lord.
完全真的是被神的一个同在，还有说的我们在教导，完全受到惊叹。
It's like nothing that we've ever experienced.
是我们之前从所未经历过的。
So soon after we joined a family group at the Burlingame Fellowship.
之后我们在 Burlingame 那个地方参加了一个小家。
And found our spiritual home here.
然后在这个地方找到一个属灵的家。
Through the prayer of this community.
在这样子一个祷告的一个家庭中。
Our two children were born.
我们两个孩子出生了。
And raised in an environment rooted in inner life.
而且是在这样一个内在生活的一个环境中，他们成长。
We planted ourselves here.
我们将我们自己栽根于此，栽根于此。
Later, joined Pastor Yuten and Alice, in our San Jose branch.
然后之后跟 Yuten Alice 牧师，我们去到了圣何西的牧区。
Eventually, we returned here and joined our youth group.
然后之后我们又回到了母堂，然后参加了我们的青年牧区。
So over the years, we've been to so many conferences.
在这么多年的时间里，我们参加了许许多多的特会。
Each time we were told to come with hunger and expectancy.
我们每次都说我们要预备好我们的心，我们都要好好的来领受。
This time is no different.
这次也没有不一样。
But honestly, I felt neither.
可是说实在，我两者都没有感受。
Though I was assigned to serve.
虽然我被安排了服事。
I told Brian a few days earlier.
在前几天，我跟 Brian 跟他说。
I felt this.Conference fatigue.
我觉得我说感觉好这样的一个参加特会有这样的一个疲惫感。
Last one felt like yesterday.
上一个特会好像就是昨天才刚发生啊。
And here we go again.
然后我们又来了一次。
My energy and mood was low.
我这样子一个的情绪还有我的那个能量都是非常低的。
And I was hoping just to survive it for the sake of the ministry.
我纯粹只是为了要服侍，我希望说只要可以存活下来就好了。
And right before we left for the conference,
而且在我们开始要来特会之前
I had a fight with one of our children.
我跟我的孩子吵了一架。
And Brian reminded me to stay spiritually vigilant about spiritual battle.
他说 ，Brian 他就提醒我，他说你要警醒，你要警醒，有这样的一个属灵的征战啊。
And I rolled my eyes and said,
我跟他翻了个白眼。
Don't over-spiritualize everything.
你不要所有事情都这么的属灵化呀。
By that time, my hunger wasn't just gone.
不只是我的一个属灵的一个那个饥渴都不见了。
It was like negative.
而且是一个完全是负数。
I didn't want to go.
我甚至我不想要来参加。
But out of duty and a small hope that maybe God would meet me there.
真的是这样子一个因为需要服侍的摆上我想说说不定神还有一点点希望神可以在这个地方与我相遇。
I dragged my weary body and soul to serve at the leadership camp.
我真的是拉着我这样的一个疲惫的一个身体我来参加了来服侍了这样的一个领袖的团队。
Then came the first night of Inner Life Conference.
接下来就是特会的第一晚。
As soon as Pastor Wei began to lead worship, something shifted in my spirit.
那张伟牧师一开始来带我们敬拜的时候，在灵里面有一个东西就这样的一个转变了。
For me and my family and the girls that I serve,
还有是我，还有我的家，还有我服侍的这些姐妹、小姐妹们。
The moment she raised her voice, we were hit with a deep emotional and spiritual wave of nostalgia.
当他这样子一开始释放出他的声音的时候，我们就完完全全这样子被触摸到了。
It took me back to 17 years ago.
带着我回到17年前。
Sitting in all of his presence right there.
就坐在这里，我们可以感受到神极大的一个同在。
Vowing that all I wanted was the Lord.
那时候我想说，神啊，我只想要的就是你自己。
Tears start streaming down my face as my life struggles started to play before me like a movie.
真的是这样子一个，我开始就流泪，因为开始发现说我这所有里面一切过去的一个挣扎，在怎么样的一个过去，所有的一切，让我回想到这些事情。
I realized how much I lived with anxiety about my future, my health, my family.
我对我的未来，对我的一个健康，还有我的家庭，我非常非常的紧张焦虑。
I constantly feel the need to hold everything together.
我常常需要把所有的事情都掌握在我的手掌。
Fearing that any blessing might just slip away.
担心所有有什么事情有小小的祝福可能就这样流失掉了。
Like many in my family,
真的是像我们家中的许多人。
I carry a false humility that whispers, "I'm just not good enough."
就像我们家人中里面有许多有这样的一个错误的一个观念，想说我就是不够好。
I'm not good enough as a mother, a daughter, a spouse, even child of God.
在一个母亲，或是在一个配偶当中，或者是一个母亲，还有孩子，还有在教会中，我就是不够好。
I mean, theoretically, I know that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
我虽然知道说我受造奇妙可畏。
But deep down inside, I don't believe it.
可是在里面，其实我没有相信。
So that night, as I stood staring at these words,
那天我在这边，我在读这个上面这句话的时候
，Jesus, my only passion.
耶稣，我唯一的热情。
That truth hit me.
这样的一个真理完完全全触摸到我。
The flip side of my insecurity is pride.
在这样的一个不安全感当中，另外一面其实是我的骄傲。
It's a pride that says to God.
是一个骄傲，是对神在说。
What you have given me is not enough. Let me take control.
你给我的其实不够，所以呢，我需要来掌控。
A pride that says, "Thank you for what you have done, but I still know better."
这样的一个骄傲，其实是说，神啊，谢谢你为我所做的，可是我还是知道的更多。
I realize Jesus hasn't been my only passion.
我发现神耶稣他不是我唯一的热情。
I had other fears and pursuits that I believe he just could not satisfy.
我里面相信我还有我想要的，我想要追求的是神没有办法满足的。
So as I constantly say I'm not enough, I was really saying he's not good enough for me.
其实我常常在说他不够，他不够，因为就是这样的一个情况。
Oh, 就是我在我自己想说我不够的时候、
oh, 我说我不够的时候我一直
在
说
他不够 OK At that moment everything shifted
在那时候完完全全这样的一个观念的一个转变
After 17 years in this church
在这个教会17年了
I finally understood in my spirit
我发现在我的灵里面
That he is, was, and will always be enough
他是那昔在今在以后永远都是足够的
And I needed to realign my life with that truth
我要完完全全将我的一个生命完全的归向这样的一个真理
So this conference gave us the space to reset, recommit, and reorient our family's priorities back to him
这样的一个特会真的是帮助我完完全全的回转让我们的家还完全的回转归向他
We saw clearly we haven't lived this out
我看到的很清楚说我们没有活出像这样的一个话
And we let life's pressure dim the fire on our family's altar
我们真的是让这样子一个生命当中的一个压力甚至熄灭了我们家中的那祭坛的火
So since the conference
所以从那特会之后
We still face waves of fatigue and hopelessness at times.
我们常常还是会有这样的一个疲惫。
Daily stress.
每天的一个压力。
There's discouraging news.
这样的一个不好的一个消息。
And distractions trying to steal what God has deposited in us.
甚至有许多的事情想要偷走神在我们里面所放下的。
But we are choosing to stay prayerful and vigilant, holding on to the inheritance He has given us.
我们真的是有这样的一个盼望，我们知道说我们需要警醒他所给我们的。
The battle continues, but we sure are growing.
这样的一个征战还是持续怀有，可是我们还是在成长中。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
So, if you resonate with my sharing,
你要是跟我的分享有共鸣的话
I have a prayer to release.
你要是有这样的有分同有同样的共鸣的话，我想要释放一个这样的一个祷告。
This is for our family and for the spiritual family at large.
这是为我们家，还有真是我们这个属灵的家。
So will you pray with me?
跟我一起来祷告。
Okay, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
You see every weary heart in this room.
你看到这个房间里面每一个那疲惫的心。
You know the ones serving on empty.
你知道有些人这样子侍奉中在已经完全枯干了。
The ones struggling silently.
他们甚至无声的，他们甚至在挣扎中。
The ones carrying fear, shame, and doubt.
他们里面有恐惧、羞耻，还有怀疑。
Today we lay down our false humility.
主啊，我们今天将我们这样的一个假的那个谦卑放下。
Our pride.
我们的骄傲。
And the lie that you are not enough.
还有这样的一个你不够好的谎言。
Would you meet us again right here?
主啊，你今天再次与我们在这相遇。
In our dryness, in our fatigue.
在我们枯干的时候，在我们疲惫的时候。
In our striving and our numbness.
还有在我们在竭力，还有在我们那个焦虑的时候。
Realign our hearts with you.
我们让我们的心完全跟你对齐。
Rekindle the fire on our altar.
主啊，真的是重新点燃这样祭坛上的火焰。
Be our only passion.
成为我们唯一的热情。
Our true security.
是我们真正的依靠。
And our rest.
还有我们的安息所。
We don't want to just know that you are enough.
我们不是只是想要知道你足够了。
We want to live like it.
我们要活出来。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
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 It's so powerful and so real.
真的是又真又活的一个真信息。
The Lord meets us even in our weakness, in our brokenness.
神在我们的软弱中，他与我们相遇。
And if we would surrender our pride and our false humility,
我们要是这样子一个降服在他面前，还有我们假的谦卑。
The Lord can take dry and dead bones and bring it alive.
他可以将这样的一个枯骨让他复活。
Amen.
Amen.
It's so beautiful the process.
真的是美丽的一个过程。
And the Lord rekindling first love.
神这样子一个呼唤起这样的一个起初的爱。
Whose first love got rekindled this time?
谁的爱，起初的爱，真的是在这一次重新被点燃了。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we want more.
主啊，我们要更多。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. Next, I want to invite one of our very own college students that graduated this year.
接下来我们要邀请我们一个大学生，他今天他今年刚毕业。
But our wonderful Nathan.
是我们的 Nathan.
When I came here 15 years ago,
我十五年前来到这的时候。
He was here before me.
他比我还早到。
And he was on his little bike. He was patrolling. He was our first security guard.
他在他骑他那小小的脚踏车，他就这样子在外面这样子像巡逻一样。
Him and Nathan would bike around our parking lot. I'm not sure if they were looking to do security or cause mischief.
他们在那边这样子骑来骑去，骑来骑去，我不知道说他们是在巡逻还是其实在。
I've seen this young man grow.
可是我看到这年轻人长大。
Into a man after God's heart.
成为这样的一个合神心意的人。
And carrying the anointing and the inheritance from not only Mama Grace but also his mama, our awesome minister Ruth.
他在这里，他真的是不只是领受了江妈妈她的一个产业，还有他妈妈秀静的传道的一个产业。
So release your word with boldness.
真的是释放你的话语。
Thank you for the wonderful introduction, Missy.
谢谢这么好的一个开场。
But as you said, many of you probably know me from when I was a kid.
就像刚刚 Missy 所讲的，你们许多人都从小就认识我。
Like Alvin and Chris, you and a lot of the pastors here.
像 Alvin 啊 ，Chris 还有这边当中的很多牧师们。
And recently, I attended the Inner Life Conference.
就在上周我参加这个特会。
And I received.Couple of things.
我领受到一些事情。
I think first is there was a session on Friday night.
特别是在上个礼拜五的那一场。
And right before the altar call, I remember them talking about the inheritance of Forerunner.
就是在那一场他们在会后追求的时候，特别讲到属灵的那个产业的时候。
And they were talking about the sacrifices that those came before us made.
特别有讲到，就是特别在我们走在我们先前的属灵前长辈们、前辈们，这是他们所付上的代价。
And Mishi called us to respond by willingly surrender by kneeling.
那时候 Mishi 牧师就请我们到前面跪着，就是甘心的来领受。
And as I kneeled, in that moment, I started to think of my leaders, such as Alvin and Mishi, Matt.
那在那个时刻，我就想到我自己的领袖们，像 Mishi, Alvin, 还有Matt.
And as I thought about them, I felt this weight fall upon my shoulders.
就在那个时刻，我跪在那边，我就感受到有一个极大的一种这样一个沉重量沉在我身上。
And it felt hard to breathe.
然后我当时觉得呼吸都有点困难。
And it didn't make sense because I was kneeling in an upright position.
我当时觉得很奇怪，这样不太合理。我是直直的这样跪着。
So why was it so heavy to move?
怎么会觉得这个重量这么重在我的肩膀上
？And I started getting emotional because I was like, is this what they feel?
然后我就开始激动，开始就觉得说，这难道这就是他们所感受的吗
？Is their burden like?Is the burden that they feel in their position so great? Even that, and this felt like a tiny fraction of what they feel.
就是我当时在问说，即便这是不是他们所感受的那一点点的承载在他们肩上的那个负担
？And as I was kneeling, I started crying. I remember.
当我跪在那边的时候，我就开始流泪。
I took their sacrifices for granted all these years.
这么多年来，一直把他们的付出当成所以理所当然。
Like Alvin for leading worship and mentoring me throughout the years.
特别是像 Alvin 传道，他在这么多年的在陪我，还有在敬拜团上面这样子的领导我。
I didn't realize he had this weight on his shoulders every day.
我没有意识到他一直以来在他的肩膀上有这么多的重量。
And it made me.It just made me really emotional.
当时我真的很激动。
And I also had the opportunity of helping out with scheduling worship sets for the leadership intensive that was going on at the same time.
在特会期中，我们有一个密集的领袖的训练课程，同时在发生。那个时候我有帮我的一个朋友在排敬拜团的排班服饰表。
And even though I was just helping out, I wasn't the main scheduler.
我只是帮忙一点点而已，我不是主要的安排的那位人。
That already felt insanely difficult.
但是我那时候就觉得这个是极大困难的一件事情。
I had to worry about who to schedule and contact the people I wanted to put on, and if they couldn't make it, I needed to find somebody else.
我就是要想说，哇，这哪一场要排谁？他们如果不能到的时候，我要安排别人。
And that made me realize how Alvin felt when he was trying to schedule for the worship team.
对，我可以深深地感受到 Alvin 他要排敬拜团，他这个重担。
And I think that made me want to do more as someone who's part of the team and take on part of his burdens.
就这个让我就是领受到，我可以就是把这个责任扛在我的肩膀上，就是可以成为在这一个团队当中，我也去领受帮忙。
Yeah, and I think another thing I received during this conference was one of the nights when Chris danced with Mama Grace.
还有一个是那天晚上，就是 Chris 传道他在跟我们的詹姆斯在我们在跳舞的时候那一场。
And in that moment, I felt like Chris represented many of us who Mama Grace have shepherded throughout.All these years.
我觉得在当时，我就感觉到 Chris 传道他就好像是代表我们所有张牧师他一直在牧养的这一群人，还有年轻世代。
And even though I don't interact with her a lot now, I grew up in this church, and I've listened to her teachings, and her voice has been a constant throughout my life.
虽然我跟詹牧师的互动没有那么多，但是因为我在这个教会从小到大，他的声音跟他的教导都一直在我的生命当中有很大的影响。
So in that moment, seeing Chris representing those of us on stage and those around her,
在当下我就感受到 Chris 代表我们在台上敬拜的，还有在这边所有的人。
It felt like the Father's love was present in that moment.
我那个时候感到天父阿爸天父的爱非常的浓厚。
And everything in that moment was just for her.
好像就是在那一刹那，所有的焦点就是在詹姆斯身上。
I felt like that represented the Father's love so well.
我就感觉到在那天晚上真的是阿爸天父的心真的有在那一场被显现出来。
Yeah, and I think my last thing that I got from this conference was there was a moment on the first day of the conference.
还有一点就是在好像是在第一天晚上的那一场。
And Mama Wei was leading the song Wei Re Qing.
就是在我张伟牧师在带领那首耶稣我唯一的热情。
Yeah. And in that moment, I remember there was a moment where Mama Wei told us to just do vocals and just the congregation.
就是这首歌英文是 Jesus My Only Passion. 当时张伟牧师他就是有意思就是让整个会众只有会众的声音唱这首歌。
And as they were singing, I remember looking at Mama Wei.
大家在唱的时候我记得看着张伟牧师。
And I looked at the faces in the crowd.
然后我就看到会众所有人的脸。
And there were new and unfamiliar faces.
我看到许多的陌生的新的面孔，还有我认识的人。
But there were also those that I recognized and have been here with in the church as since I was a child.
还有许多是我从小到大认识的，可能离开了还有回来的这些面孔。
And in that moment, I remember feeling such a sense of belonging in this church.
我当时的感受就是感觉在这个教会就是有一个很深的归属感。
Yeah, and in a way, I don't know how to explain it, but I just felt proud to be in this church and share its inheritance.
我不知道怎么解释，但是我觉得我很荣幸可以在这个教会里面承受、承载这一切的基业。产业。
That's all I got.
是的，以上是我的分享。
他那天 Nathan， 他们几个住我们家。
There's a couple of them that actually stayed at my house.
那我们除了主要的特会，我们还有一个领袖训练营同时进行。
Not only do we have the conference, we also have a leadership summit actually on the same time.
那天回来的时候，那个我就觉得，Nathan 有点不一样。
When we came home that night, I realized, hey, there's something different about Nathan.
他第一个就过来帮我按摩我的背。
He came back and gave me a massage.
而且他那个按摩是很舒服的，很久的。
It was a very comfortable massage and it was actually for a very long time.
我就问他说，那你这次今天你得着什么？
So I asked him, what did you receive today?
他就讲了刚刚那一段，他在敬拜的时候感受到那个神的重量在我们的肩膀上。
And he shared about the session, the message that he just shared earlier, how he felt that weight upon his shoulder.
我觉得这是一个很大的开启。
I think this is a great revelation.
不只是对年轻的世代。
Not only for the younger generation.
是为着我们整个教会。
It's also for our whole church.
我们要知道，我们属灵母亲江妈妈一个人来到湾区，一个人扛着多少的荣耀的重量，为我们拓荒，为我们付上极大的代价。
So we have to understand that Pastor Grace has came to Bay Area by herself and all the weight that is upon her, the weight of the glory, the weight of all these things that she is trying to release.
神在呼唤我们整个教会可以一起起来，不管你有没有头衔，不管你是不是小家长。
God is actually calling us, we, to raise up. Doesn't matter if you have a title or not. Doesn't matter if you are a small group leader.
不管你是年轻人，英文部、中文部。
Doesn't matter if you're a young person or someone who's a little older or you're in the Chinese congregation or English congregation.
30周年，我们进到一个新的旅程。
The 30-year anniversary, we are entering a new era.
荣耀的重量一直要下来。
The weight of the glory is coming down.
有谁愿意回应？
Who is willing to respond?
Who's willing to pay the price?
谁愿意将付上代价？
我觉得 真的很感动。
I'm very touched.
圣灵正在要呼唤年轻的我们每一个世代。
Because the Holy Spirit is calling our generation, doesn't matter what generation you are in.
预备道路。
Prepare the way.
我们一起起来承担。
So that we may carry it all together.
Amen. Amen. Talking about preparing the way and preparing the way.
讲到这样子一个预备道路，预备道路。
I want to invite my husband to come and share.
我要邀请我的丈夫来分享。
That was such a beautiful intro because of what the Lord did, not just during the conference, but even before the conference began.
真的是神在这时候他已经做了许许多，甚至在聚会特会开始前他就已经在做了。
In preparing him for what the Lord wanted to release.
来预备他，真的是神在当中想要释放出来的。
Amen. I'm going to work my way backwards.
我要倒退的来讲这件事情。
A week ago from today,
上个礼拜的今天
during the anniversary conference,
这样的一个特会的时间
right after, during worship,
在敬拜中呢
right after the song Army from the River of Fire,
这样的火和军的那首歌之后
Mama Wei was leading that,
三位妈妈在带这首歌
and then there was some spontaneous worship afterwards,
就有这样的一个即兴的敬拜
I had a chorus.
我里面有这样的一个副歌出来。
And I released it. It was, open your eyes, do you see him?
我释放了这样的一个副歌说眼开你的眼啊你看到他了吗
And later on after I released that chorus,
之后呢我释放出这样的一个副歌的时候
I just fell to my face, fell flat on my face here on stage.
我就在这个地方完完全全的啪躺平。
I felt the glory of the Lord within me.
我是可以感觉到神荣耀的一个重量在我的身上。
During that time, the Lord was speaking to me.
在那时候神在对我说话。
So leading up to this moment,
一直到这样的一个环节的之前
exactly a week before,
在那之前的一个礼拜。
I was supposed to lead worship here.
我原本应该要在台上要来带敬拜的。
Alvin was preaching and Pastor Mongan.
Alvin 传道还有蒙恩牧师要一起这样子来分享信息。
What most of you probably did not know.
可是你们许多人应该是不知道的。
I was in the other room over there by Mahanaim.
我是在马哈念旁边的那个房间。
I literally could not see.
我眼睛其实是看不到的。
I injured my eyes while putting on contacts earlier that day.
我那天早上我在戴眼镜的时候，戴隐形眼镜的时候，我的眼角膜受损。
As we were preparing for practice, my vision got worse and worse.
当我们在练习的时候，我的视力越来越差。
But I believe that the Lord was using this to teach me.Something.
我相信当时这件事情发生的时候，我相信神他想要借由这件事教我一个事情。
He was preparing me for that moment in the conference.
他其实他在预备我在特会中的这个情节。
So during that week leading up to the conference,
接下来那个礼拜一直直接进入到特会的时候
I had to fully depend on not just the Lord but others.
我真的是完完全全不只是需要依靠神，还要需要依靠其他的人。
I felt like I was Saul before he became Paul.
我感觉好像我就像扫罗，在他成为保罗之前。
The Lord blinded him.
神使他瞎了。
Yeah. So for me to receive love from others was a big.Was very big for me.
对我来说，真的是要从其他人身上领受爱，对我来说非常的极大。
I love to give, but I don't like to receive.
我喜欢给，可是我不喜欢收。
So being very vulnerable, and having everybody help me around me was eye-opening.
No pun intended. 对我来讲说，真的是可以这样子来领受大家对我这份爱，其实真的是非常的不容易，而且是可以让我大开眼界。
So having family help out like Jane and Ray and Mishi.
比如说 Jane 还有 Ray 或者 Mishi 他怎么样来帮助我。
Chris.
还有 Chris.
Mama Martina.
还有 Martina.
Jeremy.
还有 Jeremy.
They were helping me. Pastor Rebecca.
还有缅文牧师。
Yeah. At one point, I had all these hands on me praying for me.
曾经有一刻真的是有这么多的手是按在我的身上为我来祷告。
At that moment, I fell in the spirit and I was also crying and wailing.
在这样的一个时刻，真的是有这样的一个里面的一个灵里的一个感动，我又开始哭泣。
So when I was in the conference, when I was on the floor here,
当在特会中，我在躺平在这里的时候
，The Lord brought me back to that moment a week before.
神带领我回到上一个礼拜的那件事件。
And He reminded me.Wow, it's like a full circle moment.
他提醒了我，像兜了一圈回来一样。
That he really wanted this injury to use this injury to open the eyes of the church.
他真的是希望借由这次的一个伤，就这样的一个眼睛的创伤，真是开启教会的眼睛。
But also to teach me to learn how to be dependent on Him and family.
也教我怎么样的一个更多的依靠、信靠他。还有信靠我的家人们。
And to also trust in the Lord's leading, even when you don't understand why.
而且甚至完全相信神的带领，甚至我不知道说为什么。
Amen.
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 As my beloved husband was blinded.
当我的所爱的先生他瞎了的时候。
I have to honestly say I actually enjoyed it.
我只要说，其实我还蛮享受的。
Not that he was hurt or in pain.
不是因为他受伤或在疼痛中。
But that I got the opportunity to lavish my love on him.
可是我却可以用这样的一个方式，完完全浇灌我的爱在给他上。
Even walking, we would walk around the house like this.
甚至在家里面，我会拉着他的手，然后就这样子走来走去。
When his other eye started healing and he was able to then walk by himself.
当他开始眼睛开始越来越好的时候，他可以自己走行走的时候。
You don't have to use it.
他就说啊，不需要了，不需要了。
You can still walk with me.
你不需要用你的眼睛，你还是可以跟我这样子走。
I can still lead you.
我还是可以带着你。
Walking with him in this way.
这样子跟他一起同行。
It was a revelation of Abba's love.
是可以看到父对我们的一个爱的一个开启。
He wants to be us to be fully, fully, fully dependent.
他希望我们完完全全、完完全全的信靠于他。
We can't move, we can't step unless we are so intimately close.
我们没有办法动，我们也没有办法行动，完完全全是靠着他这样子的亲近。
And I got to feel what Abba feels. He enjoys so much when we depend on him.
我可以感觉到父他的一个心，他真的是完全的喜悦，因为当我们这样完完全全依靠他、信靠他的时候。
These are the eyes that the Lord wanted to restore to us.
这是神真是要开启我们的眼。
These precious dove eyes.
这样的一个如鸽子的眼。
The eyes of the bride.
这样子心腹的眼。
Fully dependent on their bridegroom.
完完全全依靠着两人。
To lead them forward.
带领他们往前。
These are the beautiful eyes that touch his heart.
这样子的一个美丽的眼睛是触摸到他的心的。
And I believe these are the eyes he was opening up through the conference.
我也相信说在特会中这些眼睛也这样子被开
启了。The restoration of the forerunner call.
这样子的一个回复这样的一个牧主先锋的一个呼召。
For the bride to arise.
这样的一个心腹要兴起。
And to be dependent on Jesus.
依靠着耶稣两人。
Amen.
Amen.
我觉得米西刚刚的这个 comment 真的就是神借着这次特会给我们最好的一个诠释。
I think this is actually the greatest analogy of what God is actually doing during this conference.
说一切都更新了。
And he said, "Behold, all things are new."
就是要更新我们里面。
It is actually to renew what is inside of us.
有的时候我们常常看外面。
A lot of time we're looking on the outside.
如果你的里面没有被更新，
But then if you are not renewed on the inside,
你的外面的是短暂的。
The thing that is actually on the outer appearances are short-lived.
我觉得神借着 Matthew 的这个眼睛的这个见证，
And it's through the testimony of Matthew and his eyes.
神在告诉我们，我们要进入到一个新的纪元。
And I feel like God is actually telling us we're entering into a new era.
而这个更新是每一天每时每刻，就像敏文牧师教我们的，活在当下。
And this is actually a constant thing that's happening to live in the moment.
圣经里这个保罗在罗马书里面讲到，他说我们受洗是归入他的死。
So Paul actually said in the book of Romans and that when we're baptized and entering into his death.
他说原是叫我们的这个一举一动有新生的样式。
So that there is a new life that's actually being lived out.
也就是说，当我们每时每刻我们都向着神的时候，
So that when we are constantly aligning ourselves with God,
我们的神的生命神的改变神的更新就是会在我们的身上。
His life and his renewing is actually going to be happening in all of us regularly.
但是很重要的是什么？
But what is actually very important is,
你要加入。
You have to join in.
你会看到每一次刚刚每一位的见证，他们都是什么？他们都是在这个特会的过程当中，他们去回应神。
As you can see from the so many testimonies that have been shared, what have they done is to they took a response to the Lord.
像 Grace 跟 Brian 他讲到的，他没有否认他的 fatigue 叫做疲倦。
For example, Brian and Grace, and they didn't actually deny how they felt and about how tired and weary they are.
他没有否认他的负面情绪。
They didn't actually deny their negative emotions.
但是神还是接纳他。
But God still received them.
当他们来到这里的时候，
And when they gathered here,
神会来做，神会来更新他们。
God came and met them here.
所以今天，我在想，这个更新持续的在我们当中。我虽然特会结束了，但是神的工作会继续的。
Even though the conference has already ended, but God's work continues.
你想不想这个更新？
Do you want this renew?
如果你想的话，鼓励你们今天，当我们在敬拜团队的时候，当我们在唱这首诗歌的时候，让这个更新，让看在我们的里面还有什么东西我们很习惯的，还有什么东西是我觉得，哎呀，我已经就是我的这个观念之就是应该这样，聚会的形式就是这样的。
So as we gather and worship again, to be reminded, are there anything that we're so accustomed to?
我告诉大家一个秘密。
I want to actually share with you a secret.
实际上我们这次特会的变化是非常非常多的。
Similar to our conference, there's so many changes, moving parts in the conference.
甚至在特会开始之前都在
变。Even before the conference started.
所以为什么？
And this is the reason why.
我们就在呈现神的心意。
We're trying to represent what God has on His heart.
只有这样，这个特会才是丰富的，才是丰满的，才是。很奇妙的。
Only in this way that we're able to receive His abundance and receive the things that He is doing.
因为神给我们的命定是大的。
Because the calling that He has, purpose that He has is great.
记住我们教会的呼召是什么？
Remember our calling.
耶稣，我唯一的热情。
Jesus, my only passion.
我们教会的名字是什么？
What is our church's name?
牧主先锋。
Forerunner Christian Church.
先锋总是要走在前面。
The forerunner has to be in the front.
Forerunner 总是要打头阵的。
They have to actually take the front in the battle.
所以很多事情神会预先的告诉我们。
And a lot of times, the things that's happening are actually God is showing to us first.
让我们借着祷告。
So that in through prayer.
借着与这位神。
And connecting with God.
来预备。
That we're able to be prepared.
我们请敬拜。
Let us worship.
我们也请我们的英文部跟我们。今天一起来敬拜。
We'd ask our English congregation to join to lead us in worship.
Amen. This is your heart cry. You want your eyes to be open.
要是这是你的呼求，你希望你的眼被打开。
I want to have dove's eyes.
我要这样的鸽子眼。
I just invite you to come forward.
我邀请你来前面。
Lord, restore that passion in my heart.
主啊，完全恢复我这样的一个热情。
Jesus, my only passion.
耶稣，我唯一的热情。
Lord, I want to respond as the bride, fully dependent on you.
主啊，我要像这样心腹来回应你，完全的依靠着你。
I just invite you, come to the front.
我要邀请你来
Lord,
来到前面，让神来触摸你的眼。
Open your eyes wide.
开你的眼。
How he delights in us.
他怎么样的喜悦我们。
He wants his delight to remove any weariness.
他要这样的一个喜悦完完全全挪去我们一切的重担。
Even as our sister Grace shared, some of you might have endured some warfare even after receiving breakthrough.
就像Grace 刚才所分享的，她讲到说，她里面这样的一个突破之后，她还是有征战。
But I believe the love of Jesus is here.
可是神耶稣的爱在这里。
His loving presence is here.
他的爱在我们中间。
And he wants to open your eyes.
他要开我们的眼。
To see how intimate and close he is.
是可以看到说他是多么的亲密的靠在我们身边。
I invite you to close your eyes.
我邀请你把眼睛闭上。
That he may open them.
所以让他可以开你的眼。
我很喜欢米西，当他的先生的眼睛看不见的时候，他让他的先生搭在他的肩上，带着他。
Missy shared how she would actually put Matt's hand on her shoulder and walk with her.
我也鼓励今天你要不要带一个，他的也许他的里面的眼睛还没有打开，你开了，你要不要带着他来到前面？
I want to actually encourage you, if there may be someone, there may be someone that actually, their eyes are actually blinded, and you could see that you want to bring them into God's anointing.
好，你看看，哎，还有谁坐在这边？你可不可以去给他，把他带到神的恩宠的里面？
If you see
把他带到神的恩典的祝福的里面，
would you actually
把他带到神的更新的里面？
Bring them into this renewal.
Jesus.
看到我们属灵的母亲江牧师。
We can see our spiritual mother, Pastor Grace.
有位弟兄跟我分享他的启示。
A brother actually shared with me their revelation.
他想要看到江牧师跟谁学的。
They want to see who has Pastor Grace learned from.
后来他看到荣教士 Pearl Young.
And they saw Minister Pearl.
他去看到荣教士的传记。
And they read the autobiography.
看到另外一位耶稣为的热情。
They see another one who shows that living that Jesus my only passion.
这就是认出产业。
This is recognizing that inheritance.
这个产业要代代相传。
This inheritance has to be passed on.
如果你渴望进入一样的意象。
If you want to enter the same vision.
我邀请你到前面来领受这个意象。
I invite you to come and receive this vision.
因为经上说
Because it says in the Bible
心腹跟圣灵都欢迎耶稣的再来
It says the bride and the spirits that come
这个奥秘正在向教会展开
This mystery is being revealed to the church
当我看到特会当中有那么多的心腹相聚
And I see that there's so many bride gathering together at the conference
有一个经文在我里面
A passage came in my heart
当以嘴亲子
Kiss me.
诗篇第二篇，当以嘴亲子。
In this Psalm chapter 2, it says kiss.
在末日带着畏惧来侍奉神。
Bring a fear and come and serve the Lord.
因为征战非常大。
Because the battle is great.
但是我们是心腹战士。
But we are that bridal warrior.
所以带着信心说，我要往前走。
So take a step of faith and I walk forward.
不要惧怕。
Do not be afraid.
神会加给我们力量。
He will give us strength.
我们一起来回应祷告，我们一起来回应唱首诗歌。带着信心加入得胜。
停啊，这是我。
相告 You're my heart's birth in fire of my only
You restore the first love
使我恢复我们那起初的爱
You restore the eyes of your bride
恢复将你的心腹的眼睛
That we would have a burning heart for you, Jesus
让我们真的有这样的一个为你燃烧的热情
You're my only passion
主啊你是我唯一的热情
Jesus, you're my only passion
你是我唯一的热情
You're my heart's burning fire above my only desire
My first love
为了我起初的爱
All I have
我所有的
I pour out at your feet
我浇灌在你脚前
Thank you
耶稣谢谢你
You restore the eyes of your bride
主啊你恢复那心腹的眼睛
You open the eyes of your bride
你开你心腹的眼睛
To have dove's eyes
如同鸽子一样
Jesus
耶稣
My only passion
我唯一的热情
Jesus
耶稣
My first love
我起初的爱
Here we are
我们在这里
Here we are
我们在这里
Lord we surrender to you
主啊我们降服于你
All we have is yours
我们全所有都属于你
All we have is yours
我们全所有都属于你
One by one
一个接着一个
Would you just release your prayer in response to Jesus
释放出你的祷告来回应耶稣
Let him hear the heart of the bride.
让他听见心腹的心声。